Do you know that there's a Hebrew word used in the Old Testament, Barak, 325 times referring to bending your knee or bowing in worship before God? In Psalm 34:1, when it says, I will bless the Lord at all times, he's talking about bowing down on your knee and worshiping God. 341 times. 325 times, excuse me. I mean, that's more times than salvation is used. Do you know that the word gadol occurs 119 times? Such as in Psalm 34:3, oh, magnify the Lord. That word magnify means to make great, exalt his name. Lift up his name. There's a word that's often misunderstood too. Geol or Guel, depending how you want to say that. It's used 44 times. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. That's the word rejoice. And it means to move in a circle. To spin around. The psalmist was outside there, flying and whirling around like a crazy maniac. That's what this word means. Used 44 times. Get through some obscure teaching. 44 times it tells us about David swirling around like a top, going crazy all over the place, bumping into stuff and falling down. He was so excited. It talks about a gesture of the body to be very glad. And as I said, Psalm 32:11 says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous. He would just fly all over the place getting crazy. That's spiritual. What's the matter with you? Boy, you're being excessively emotional. No, you just never had the lights turned on in a very dark place.
Yeah.
Again, there's another word used. Giyol. 10 times. Speaking of, again, spinning around. I'll go to the altar of God and to my God with exceeding joy. That word joy is just hallelujah, crazy daisy hazy.
Amen.
There's a word dagal. You used to speak of that. Set up banners. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Set up banners to your great God. There's another word, halal, was used 166 times. Speaking of a loud, noisy, celebratory, boasting thing, 44:8 of the Psalms, in God we boast. Well, I boast in God. I want you to know 166 times, it's all about a screaming, noisy, are you out of your mind boast. I don't know how many times you've done that one. It's just not the way I'm made. I know it's just not the way you've been saved either. You got something wrong with your deliverance, darling. You ain't driving a Fiat, you're driving a Ferrari, and you don't know it. You know, why am I going through some of these? I'm not going to go through all of them. I'll tell you why. I really believe that most Christians are stopped up. They're damned up. And they're damned up with all kinds of inhibitions and frustrations and personality deformities and dysfunctions that are absolutely abnormal in their ability to say thank you to somebody handing them a chocolate cake, let alone Almighty God, the resurrected Lord of glory. You're so bound in unbelief that you can just go, amen. That ain't an amen. If I gave you 10 bucks and you did that, I'd feel insulted. Now, what am I trying to get you to do? Nothing. I'll tell you why, however, you can't come up with the next verse. Your new song is always running out of verses, was you want it your way. And your way is the uncommitted way of unbelief. Well, I really do love God. How about spinning round until you fall on your head? You know, I wonder sometimes if that's what God saw in the old tabernacle and today's restoring the tabernacle of David. I wonder if he believes us when we say we love him. I wonder if he believes us when we say we worship. You know, like him, my filet me, don't just say it, do it. All I hear are words, words, words. And your life, you are more excited by a pink-coned ice cream dipped in chocolate. You get at least a smile on your face. But you tell me you love me with a straight puss. I couldn't resist saying that. Excuse me.